about a week ago, and Syracuse got the win 46-36. Lady Rockets with a 10-point win. I understand that Auburn had just some atrocious free throw shooting in that one, hitting like only 25% of their free throws. And it sounds like they shot a bunch of them, couldn't get them to fall, and Syracuse escaped with a 10-point win. So Auburn, of course, expecting or attempting to try and reverse that outcome from last time around. The final scores from earlier tonight here at Platteview. The Platteview girls defeated Fall City in the game you heard live here on Sunny. 54-30 was the final. The first half of our doubleheader over on KTNC saw the Sacred Heart Irish down in Fall City defeating the Pawnee City girls. The final on that one was 56-20. 56-20 Fall City over Pawnee City. At halftime, Sterling is leading HTRS at the half, 31-29. So John Nixon's got a good one going over on KTNC in that girls' game down at the Rowe Activity Center. Sterling up by two over HTRS, 31-29. Trying to get an update on the Johnson-Brock game being played down at Johnson. I've got a couple of folks there promised to text me some scores as soon as they become available. Well, we'll try and share that with you also. Right now, let's look at the starting lineups for this second half of our doubleheader. First of all, for the Syracuse Rockets, Coach Andrew Pryor. He'll go with Caden Sisko. Sisko 5'10 and a senior. Eva Bramier. Bramier 5'4 and a senior. Bridget Donovan is a sophomore at 5'3. Jaden Meyer 5'6 and a junior. And Holly Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff, a 6-foot senior. That's the starting five for the Syracuse Rockets. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company also serving you from five additional locations in northeast Kansas. Now look at the starters for Coach Grant Cole and the Auburn Lady Bulldogs. He'll go with Sydney Binder. Binder is a senior. McKenna Turner, also a senior. Addison Darnell, a sophomore in the starting lineup. Also, Addie Maddox. Maddox is a senior. And to round out Coach Cole's starting five will be Zoe Baltzberger. Baltzberger, also a senior. The Auburn Lady Bulldogs, the Syracuse Rockets, as we said, they met about a week ago. Syracuse getting the win, 46-36. So we'll have the rematch coming up here in just a few minutes. Right now, we're going to step aside and take a two-minute timeout. We'll be back with more of our pregame show and the opening tip after this two-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family. Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
Sunny 101.3, covering the Tri-State area.
From Johnson Brock, the Johnson Brock Eagles, the number one seed in the district, sub-district, are facing Lincoln Lutheran tonight. Johnson Brock and Lincoln Lutheran. Johnson Brock coming into that, the number one seed is 17-2. Lincoln Lutheran, the number four seed with a record of 3-16. Late in the ball game, the score is tied at 36. So Lincoln Lutheran may be sneaking up and surprising Johnson Brock just a little bit. That's from a reliable source that I trust. I just got a text. All tied at 36 late in the ball game. We'll keep you posted on that as soon as we can get a final and pass along. That would be the upset of all time around Southeast Nebraska. The Johnson Brock girls have been playing very well. About set to tip it off here. Our presenting sponsor is Bruni Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt. See him for parts, sales, and service. Bruni Implement Company also serving you from five additional locations in Northeast Kansas. The Lady Bulldogs and the Lady Rockets. Stepping into the center circle, it'll be Zoe Waldsberger, this senior, to jump it up for Auburn. We'll see who Syracuse sends out into the center circle to tip it up here. Looks like Caden Sisko will step in to jump it up. The official ready to get underway. Auburn and Syracuse live from Platteview High School. Here's the tip. It'll be controlled by the Lady Bulldogs. Coming down with the basketball, Sydney Binder. Binder across the timeline. Looking at a man-to-man defense now from Syracuse. On the right wing, the pass comes to McKenna Turner. Top of the key, Addie Maddox. Maddox gives it again to Binder. Binder goes to the low post, left side. Floaters up, got it. Nice move by Sydney Binder. First 2 points of the ball game. Auburn goes out 2-0 here in the opening seconds. Here comes the Rockets to set their offense. Bramier off to the right wing, across to Donovan, back up top Bramier. This is Jaden Meyer with the ball. Bounce pass to the corner, handling it. Here's a Donovan for three that's up and off, no good. A rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Haley Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff big enough and tall enough, she can reach over the top of the Bulldog defenders, get that rebound and the putback, and we're tied at two apiece. Bulldogs basketball. McKenna Turner with the left-handed dribble to the top of the key. Gives up to Addie Maddox. Maddox, the senior, dribbles to the left side on the low post, driving late and up and good. Nice move. Addie Maddox, her first 2 points in the ballgame. And it's 4-2. Auburn with their second lead here early in the ballgame. 6:47 to play in the first quarter. Bridget Donovan on the dribble, goes underneath with it in the paint. Shot is up. Premier up good. Eva got that one down, her first 2 points. And we're tied at four apiece. Full court pressure being applied by the Rockets. On the dribble, Sydney Binder handles the ball nicely and gets it across the timeline. Sydney Binder works to the left wing to the top of the key, comes up with the pass. Now on the near side in the paint, no place to go. They give it up to Addie Maddox. Around the horn to the left wing. Again to the right elbow to Binder. She has the ball tipped away. They're going to say Binder touched it last. Good defensive play by Jaden Meyer to tip that ball and get possession of the basketball for the Rockets. Syracuse with a chance to take their lead here now. 6:05 to go, first quarter. We're at Platteview High School, Class C1 girls districts. Bounce pass in the paint, stolen nicely. Sydney Binder, the senior, with a nice steal. Outlet pass down court, McKenna Turner. Turner takes it to the corner, baseline right side. Can't get a look at the basket. She's trapped down there. Goes to the deep corner, left side, top of the key, Maddox. Maddox wants to penetrate. Flips it out to the left elbow. Addison Darnell, right wing with it. McKenna Turner in the paint, driving layup. Turner couldn't get it, but she's fouled. McKenna Turner will be at the line. She'll be shooting two shots. Foul is going to be called on Bridget Donovan. On Donovan, her first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Rockets. At the free throw line for the Bulldogs, shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. Got that one to drop. McKenna Turner hits the first of two. She'll have a second shot coming here. 5-4 your score. Auburn back on top. Second free throw is up. It's good also. Free throws were kind of their Achilles heel in the game when they met a week ago. They did not shoot the ball well from the free throw line, they being the Lady Bulldogs. Now Auburn up by 2, 6-4 from the left corner. A long three is up and off, doesn't go. Try for the rebound by Jaden Meyer, but she lost the ball out of bounds. Now we're going to have a little one-man full-court press here by Jaden Meyer. Inbound the pass, they get it into Binder. Sydney Binder does a good job getting the ball into forecourt. A cross-court pass, Addison Darnell. Darnell comes up with it to Baltusberger. On the right side, the ball is tipped away. It's knocked out of bounds. Touch last by the Rockets. It'll be Auburn's basketball. Addie Maddox will inbound it. She'll stand on the near side in forecourt to inbound the pass here. Addie Maddox to inbound the pass. Waiting for somebody to break open. Oh, a dangerous cross-court pass. Could have been stolen. Got it over to Darnell. Back to Maddox at the top of the key. Maddox works on the left side of the free throw lane. Can't get to the baseline. Gives it up back to the top of the key it comes. Zoe Baltusberger to the near side. This is Addison Darnell. Now Maddox takes it in for a driving layup that doesn't go, and the rebound comes down to the Rockets. Maddox almost got a steal there trying to take it away from Caden Sisko. Outlet pass. Down court come the Rockets to set their offense. This is Bridget Donovan with the basketball. Donovan picked up by Binder at the top of the key. A cross-court pass, the ball tipped away. It got away out of bounds. And the Bulldog defense forces the turnover. Auburn will get the ball back. 4:34 to play. First quarter here at Flatview. It's 6-4. Lady Bulldogs up by 2. Sydney Binder being pestered all the way by Jaden Meyer does a good job of getting the ball up court to Turner on the right wing. Addie Maddox again to Turner. She holds it, lobs it underneath in traffic. Turnaround, Baltusberger shot up. Nope. And the rebound to Haley Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff is 6 feet tall, and she uses that height in there to pull down the defensive board. Down court for the ball comes Donovan. A cross court pass to the right side. That's Jaden Meyer around the horn left side. Vessel has the ball. She won't take the shot. Here's a three from the left wing that's off the rim. No. And the rebound taken away by Addison Darnell. Outlet pass to Sydney Binder. Binder has Jaden Meyer chasing her all the way down the court. Sydney Binder's got to be getting tired of Meyer. There's a driving lay-in up. Nope, but a whistle and a foul. Lady Bulldogs will be shooting free throws every time as Sydney Binder brings the ball up the court. She's got Jaden Meyer right in her back pocket all the way up here. At the free throw line, Zoe Baltusberger. She's not scored yet tonight. She'll be shooting two shots. The foul was called on Haley Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff is called for her first personal, second team foul. That free throw is up and good for Baltusberger. She'll have another free throw coming here. Zoe, the senior, at the line. Second shot is up. It's good also. Got them both. Zoe Baltusberger got it to fall. Hit them both. Makes our score 8-4. Lady Bulldogs have doubled up the score now on the Rockets. Here's Syracuse with the basketball to the left wing. Vestal in the lineup. Oh, she tried to put it inside. There's a shot forced up and good. The putback is up and good by Caden Sisko, and Caden will also be fouled. She'll be at the line for the and one. See who this foul is on. I think Addison Darnell, apparently. Darnell gets called for the foul. At the free throw line for the and one, the shot is up and good. Put in by Caden Sisko. She made it. And now it's a one-point lead. Again, Meyer just harassing the heck out of Binder behind the back dribble. Binder gets it across the timeline. Sydney Binder working hard to bring the ball up court by herself. Gives it to Maddox underneath, driving lay-in. Baltusberger up and good. Maddox with the assist. Zoe Baltusberger with the lay-in. The lead is back to 3 for Auburn. 10-7 with 3 minutes left to play here in the first quarter. Rockets basketball. Top of the key dribble. Premier feeds it to the corner right side. That's Meyer with the ball. Inside the paint. No shot there. Back up top. Premier for 3. She got it. Premier has 5 points in the ballgame. We're tied at 10 apiece with 2:39 to play in the first quarter here at Flatview High School. Lady Bulldogs with the basketball. With the ball is Maddie Maddox. A cross court pass to the near side. Addison Darnell. Back to Maddox. She had an open look inside the paint. Baldensberger turns around. Shot is up. No. Has her own rebound. Comes down with it. Held ball is going to be called. Possession ill favors the Rockets. Into the ball game now for Auburn. Bree Wayhinkle checks into the lineup. Wayhinkle into the ballgame. And Mackenzie Stanley, the senior, also in. Wayhinkle and Stanley on the floor now for Auburn. 2:14 to play first quarter. We're tied at 10 apiece. Rockets have the basketball, a chance to retake the lead with the possession. Bridget Donovan to the near side. Here's a long three that's up and good. Jaden Meyer with her first bucket of the night. Hits the three. It's 13-10. Rockets up by three. Their biggest lead of the ballgame. Down court, it comes in a hurry. Wayhinkle out on the left elbow. Wayhinkle top of the key. Feeds a pass up to Mackenzie Stanley. Stanley goes to the right side. Binder. Binder with a floater off the glass. Oh, wouldn't fall. And the rebound is going to come down to Jaden Meyer. A minute 35 to go here in the first quarter, 13-10. Rockets up by three. Ball is loose on the floor. Rockets get it back. Thinking about the three was Donovan. She decides to back it back out between the rings and reset the offense. Now penetrating into the paint, a little 10-foot jumper up and good by Jaden Meyer. Meyer got the jumper, and she's fouled. She'll be at the line for the and one. The foul is going to be, I think, on Bree Wayhinkle. On Wayhinkle, that is her first personal, team foul number two of the quarter on Auburn. At the line, Jaden Meyer, 5'6" junior, for the and one. The free throw is up. It's good. She got it. She's got 6 points, and the lead is six. This is the biggest lead of the ballgame for either team. Rockets up now 16-10 with a minute 19 to play here in the first quarter. Pretty important that the Bulldog get some points this trip down the court. Swanson has the ball stolen away. Fast break coming the other way. All the way in for the driving lay-in. Up and good by Caden Sisko. Suddenly it's 18-10. Syracuse opening up an advantage here at the end of this period. Near the midcourt, the ball is again going to be turned over to pressure. And the Rockets get the ball back with 49 seconds to play in the quarter. They may slow it down and play for one here. An 8-point lead. Oh, driving all the way in, left-handed layup, up and off, no good. A fight for the loose basketball. Auburn comes out of there with it, and they throw the ball away. What a tough break. Addison Darnell got the basketball. Look for McKenna Turner here on the near side, and the ball goes out of bounds. 37 seconds to play, first quarter. Suddenly it's 18-10 after Auburn was pretty much in charge here and handling this first quarter. Well, the last 2 minutes have not gone well for the Lady Bulldogs. There's a driving layup, blocked nicely. Rebound down court the other direction come McKenna Turner. They slap the ball away from Turner. Knocked out of bounds by Jaden Meyer. It'll be Auburn's basketball. 27.9 seconds to go, first quarter, 18-10. Lady Rockets up by 8. Auburn needs to score on this final possession of the period. The inbound pass to Bree Wayhinkle. Wayhinkle gives to the right side to Binder. She almost has it taken away. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow stays with Auburn. 21 seconds to play here in this first quarter. Lady Bulldogs will have the basketball. Wayhinkle, the freshman, will inbound it on the side in forecourt. They set a pick looking for Binder. They get it in bounds now. Mackenzie Stanley just holds the ball, doesn't know what to do with it. Oh, Binder's lucky to get a dribble down in time there. Binder gives it across to Darnell. 10 seconds to go. Top of the key. Pass comes up top now to Stanley. Now in driving for the layup. Shot is up. No. Ball is on the floor. Bounds. Half a second to go. All you got time is a catch and shoot here. Going to just have to be a lob up and shoot it all in one motion here with 5/10 of a second. You just got to catch and shoot. Lob it up and shoot. Nope, no time for a pass. 18-10 after one quarter. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
As a healthcare center, we treat all kinds of illness. But the first step in good health is prevention of disease. Nutrition, diet, and exercise play an important role, but sometimes they're not enough. Watch your body's warning signs. If you notice a change in your health, call us. We have the expertise to address any issue before it becomes a concern.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
A fresh 8 minutes is up on the board. The latest report we've got from Johnson Brock late in the ball game. Johnson Brock tied up with Lincoln Lutheran at 36 all. Lincoln Lutheran, keep in mind, 3-16 with their season record coming into that one, and they're apparently giving the Johnson Brock girls a real tussle tonight at Johnson. As soon as we get a final on that, we'll share it with you. 18-10, your score here at Flatview. Syracuse jumps out to an 8-point lead in the first quarter. A fresh 8 minutes is up on the scoreboard, and we're ready to move into second quarter action. The Rockets will have the first possession. Jaden Meyer with the inbound pass. Tosses into Bridget Donovan. Donovan across the timeline to Meyer on the left wing. Now Meyer dribbles into the paint, tries to go in for a layup. She will be fouled. She went right into the teeth of that Bulldog defense. I'm not sure who they're going to choose to tag this one on. Foul is going to be called on Addie Maddox. On Maddox, her first personal, team foul number one of the quarter. At the line, Jaden Meyer shooting two shots. She's 1-for-1 from the line so far tonight. This one is up and good. She's now 2-for-2 from the line and has 7 points in the basketball game. Jaden Meyer ready for her second shot. Looks to the hoop, launches the shot. It's up and short off the front of the rim. Rebound comes down to Maddox. Bulldogs with the basketball. Johnson Brock girls won tonight 42-40 over Lincoln Lutheran in overtime. Our thanks to Tara Studheit for that report. We appreciate it. There's a driving layup. Up, doesn't go, but a whistle and a foul. And we're going to send Zoe Baltzberger to the line. She's a perfect 2-for-2 from the charity stripe so far tonight. Here she'll be at the line shooting two shots. Baltzberger. The foul is going to be tagged to Haley Kirchhoff. Free throw is up and good. Zoe now 3 out of 3 from the line, has 5 points. Johnson Brock girls survive a scare from Lincoln Lutheran in overtime. They get the win. We're going to repeat that again. 42-40. Second free throw is up and good also for Baltzberger. We'll make a note of that. Share that with my buddy down in Fall City here in a minute. In overtime. All right, here comes the Rockets with the basketball to the left wing. Jaden Meyer holds the ball, doesn't take the shot, goes to Bridget Donovan to the right side. Bounce pass in the paint. Big collision. No traveling, no foul. The ball got away out of bounds. I think it's going to stay with Syracuse. Boy, there was a lot of contact. Something had to happen. There was either a foul or a travel, but no whistle. The ball just goes out of bounds, and it'll be Syracuse's basketball. Rockets will inbound it. Boy, they're running dangerously short on time. Got it into Jaden Meyer. Meyer works to the free throw line, kicks it out to the right elbow, right side of the lane. No place to go for Bridget Donovan, being guarded nicely by Sydney Binder. Binder just stopped Donovan in her tracks there. In the paint, moving to the hoop. Nice move, shot short off the front of the rim. Kirchhoff battling for the rebound. Held ball is going to be called. Possession arrow is going to favor Auburn. Lady Bulldogs will have the basketball. Down by 7, 19-12. Into the game now for Syracuse. Ashlyn Vestal, a 5'6 sophomore, back onto the floor. She'll come in to replace Eva Bramier. 19-12, your score. Syracuse with the lead. Here come the Lady Bulldogs. Sydney Binder, bounce pass. Comes up to Baltzberger, top of the key. Right side baseline. Into the corner. Long three off the front of the rim. Doesn't go. That one put up from deep in the corner by McKenna Turner. Down court quickly for Syracuse. This is Bridget Donovan, guarded by Binder. Donovan tries to get a pick. Goes to the corner. Turn lay and up. Oh, nice move to the basket by Bridget Donovan. She went right around a defender who stood there with her arms straight up. And now the lead is 9, biggest lead of the ball game yet for Syracuse. There's a driving layup that's not going to happen, a whistle and a foul. And at the free throw line is going to be Addie Maddox. Foul is going to be called on Caden Sisko. Her first personal, second team foul of the quarter. Addie Maddox has 2 points in the ball game on a field goal. Here shooting 2 shots. The lefty puts the first one up short off the front of the rim. She'll have a second shot coming. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play tonight from Springfield Plateview High School. Tom Cates is our producer-engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios tonight. Second free throw is up and good for Addie Maddox. She's got 3 points now, and the lead is trimmed back to 8 at 21-13. Rockets with the basketball. Avery Snodgrass. Oh, no, check that. That's wrong line here. Donovan with the ball. Now we've got a timeout taken by Auburn with 5:57 to go in the second quarter, 21-13. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular. So you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
5 minutes, 57 seconds to play in the second quarter here at Plateview High School. 21-13 your score. Syracuse Lady Rockets leading the Auburn Bulldogs. I'm Randy Gatula describing the play-by-play for you. In the game earlier tonight here, the Fall City Lady Tigers fell to Plateview 54-30. So the winner of this one will play Plateview at 6:30 Thursday night here at Springfield. Again, repeating the score in Johnson, the Johnson Brock girls, they survive an overtime game 42-40, and they get the win over Lincoln Lutheran. There's a driving layup by Sydney Binder, partially blocked, doesn't go. Rebound comes down, taken away nicely by Caden Sisko. Outlet pass finds Bridget Donovan on the left wing. Donovan to the top of the key. Sisko for a long three. Up and off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Kathleen Donovan. Donovan with her first 2 points. That's Kathleen Donovan. Sydney Binder on the dribble, harassed all the way up the court again by Jaden Meyer, as she is every trip. Around the horn to the right side it comes. That's Ellie Swanson with the ball. Feeds it underneath. Baltusberger, oh, couldn't get the layup. Zoe had a good look at it on the baseline, just could not get the ball to drop. And it's a 10-point lead for Syracuse, 23-13, 5:02 to go in the first half. The Rockets with the driving lay-in, up, off, and no good. Baltusberger battles for the rebound. Binder comes up with the loose basketball. Binder down court. Gets it into the side to Turner. Driving layup, Turner, whistle foul, and McKenna Turner will be at the free throw line. Foul is going to go on Vestal. That is her first personal, second, third team foul of the quarter. At the free throw line, the senior, Sydney Binder, shooting 2 shots. The first one is up. Oh, check that. That's not Binder. That's Turner at the line. Turner at the line. She makes the first one. She's now 3 in a row. 3 for 3, McKenna Turner, ready for her second shot. It's on the way up, and this one is off the back of the iron and doesn't go. And the ball gets tipped away and knocked out of bounds. Touch last by Syracuse. It'll be the Bulldogs basketball. 4:48 to go here in the first half. 23-14. The lead for Syracuse. Inbound pass, Baltusberger, a cross-court pass. Ball tipped away and stolen. Fast break all the way for the driving lay-in. Up and good. Put in by Eva Bramier. She's got 7 points in the ballgame. And it's 25-14. The lead is back to a double-digit difference of 11. Picking up her dribble is Addie Maddox. Maddox kicks it to the corner. Alice Swanson, top of the key, Baltusberger, to the right side with it. They come out to Turner. In traffic, spin move, Baltusberger up. Oh, won't go. And the rebound again, pulled out by the Rockets. Jaden Meyer with the defensive board. Meyer down court to set the offense. Hands it up to Caden Sisko. Sisko tries to put a spin move on Baltenberger, or Maddox can't get there. They kick it around to Ashlyn Vestal. This is Vestal at the free throw line. Bounce pass. Stolen away nicely by Baltenberger. Outlet to Binder. Down court comes Binder. She switches to the left-handed dribble. Feeds it to Maddox in the corner. Open look three, no. Driving lay-in, up and good, put in by Turner. McKenna Turner's first field goal of the night. She's got 5 points, and is back to a single-digit 9-point lead now for the Rockets. The lead is trimmed to 9. At the free throw line, they give it off to Sisko. Maddox stops Sisko from getting to the baseline. Up to Snodgrass, or check that again, that's going to be Donovan. Here's a long three up and off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Baltenberger. Baltenberger, a cross-court pass. Addie Maddox brings it across the timeline, and she'll set the offense. Maddox to the corner left side. Zoe Baltenberger, right wing, McKenna Turner. Turner gives it up to Maddox once again. Maddox driving layup, nope, can't get there. Rebound, Caden Sisko. Now we get a timeout taken Syracuse with 2:54 to go in the first half. 20-16, Rockets up by 9. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Sponsor for tonight's broadcast of high school basketball is Bruni Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruni Implement Company, also serving you from 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas. Say thanks to Bruni Implement Company if you enjoy these broadcasts of high school basketball. Randy Gatula back with you here at Flatview High School. Tom Cates, our producer extraordinaire, back at the Sunny 101.3 studios for tonight's broadcast. Always a pleasure to work with Tom. He joined our broadcast team during this current season. Glad to have you with us tonight. 2:49 to go here in the first half. 25-16. Syracuse with the lead. Ball slapped away momentarily. Thought Auburn was going to have a steal there. Caden Sisko grabs up the loose basketball. Gives to Donovan. Top of the key. Kirchhoff. Now in traffic. Sisko kicks it back out again to Donovan. Donovan had an open look for three. Didn't want to take it. Hands the ball instead to Caden Sisko. Sisko has it dribbled away and stolen with the steal. Addie Maddox. Maddox will bring the ball up court herself and set the offense for the Bulldogs. Gives the ball to McKenna Turner. Turner works to the right wing. Goes all the way to the right side of the lane. Now back to the top of the key, finding Maddox. Maddox takes a couple of dribbles to the left. To the near side, Turner. Turner, free throw line. Top of the key again to Maddox. Maddox looking for Binder. Hands it to Binder. Now Sydney Binder on the dribble. Puts it inside the paint at the free throw line. Stanley handles it. Ella Swanson with the basketball. Her pass nearly stolen away. Now it is stolen. Saved from going out of bounds. No. Standing on the sideline was Eva Bramier, and it'll turn the ball back over to the Lady Bulldogs. High school basketball coming your way tonight on Sunny 101.3 KLZA-FM, Fall City, Nebraska. Online at mscsports.net. A minute 38 to go here in the first half. 25-16. 9-point lead for the Rockets. They have the basketball. Jaden Meyer goes to the low post on the left side of the basket. Got trapped down there. Back up to Haley Kirchhoff. Driving layup. Shot is up. Won't go for Bridget Donovan, but she will be fouled and will put Bridget Donovan at the line for Syracuse, where she'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be on Mackenzie Stanley. On Stanley, her first, team foul number 2 of the quarter. Bridget Donovan at the line. This will be her first attempt from the charity stripe. It's up and good. She now has 3 points. That makes it a double-digit lead once again for Syracuse. Rockets up by 10 once again, 26-16, with a minute 24 to play here in the first half. Bridget Donovan's second free throw is up. It's good also. She got them both. She's got 4 points, and the lead is back to 11. With the basketball is Sydney Binder on the dribble. Binder across the division line gets it into forecourt with a minute 15 to play in the quarter. Binder almost has it tipped away from her. Regains control and gets it up to McKenna Turner. Around on the near side, Addison Arnell back to Binder once again. Binder, spin move, goes in, driving, laying up. Oh, couldn't get it. It sat on the rim. The ball just would not drop for Sydney Binder. Nice move to the basket. Couldn't get it to fall. Here come the Rockets the other way. Bridget Donovan driving, laying up. Got it. Bridget Donovan laid it in. She's got 6 points, all of them here in the second quarter for Syracuse. Full court pressure now by the Rockets. They're going to have to hurry to get the ball up the court. Running out of time down here. On the dribble in backcourt is McKenna Turner. Turner just gets it across the timeline before the 10 count. Turner to the left side, an open look three that's short off the rim. No, and the rebound comes down to Cisco. Cisco is going to push the ball up into forecourt with 20 seconds to play. Rockets up by 13. They're going to just slow it down and play for a final shot here. Bridget Donovan, right side of the lane, 10 seconds to play. Top of the key, long three, top of the key off, no. Ball saved from going out of bounds, touch last by Auburn. 3.2 seconds to play. Rockets will play it in the corner, baseline, left side of their own basket. 3.2 to go here in the first half. Now we got a sub-checking in for the Rockets. Kathleen Donovan onto the floor in the place of Haley Kirchhoff. 29-16, waiting for the pass. Inbound pass. They're going to have to hurry to get a shot off. Right side, nope, that won't get off in time. At the half, the Syracuse Rockets are leading the Auburn Bulldogs. Our halftime score, Syracuse 29 and Auburn 16. We'll take a 2-minute timeout here, and then we'll be back with the halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Pelican's Meat Processing, 208 Main Street in Johnson, is a proud supporter of the Johnson Brock Eagles. Sends out this reminder about high school athletics. Win with character and lose with dignity, regardless of the team. Permit only positive sportsmanlike behavior to reflect on your school. Go Eagles!
Funeral Chapel, a full-service funeral home offering services, monument sales, and cremations with ownership in Southeast Nebraska Crematory. You will find compassionate friends that assist families from every walk of life to create a unique ceremony, no matter how big or small, that reflects on your loved one's life. Hall Funeral Chapel, with locations in Falls City, Auburn, and Johnson, works to spare your family any unnecessary pain. Call owner and funeral director Todd Deerberger 24 hours a day at 274-3131 or 245-3131.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Time now for a halftime scoring recap. It's presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can learn more about them at highlandcc.edu. All right, let's take a look at the first half numbers for the Syracuse Rockets. Two players leading the way with 7 points each. Eva Bramier with 7. Jaden Meyer also has 7. Bridget Donovan with 6 at halftime. Caden Sisko chipped in 5 and 2 points each for Kathleen Donovan and Haley Kirchhoff for Syracuse's total of 29 points. From the free throw line, the Lady Rockets made 5 out of 6 at the charity stripe. For the Lady Bulldogs, individual scoring, Zoe Waldsberger leads away with 6 points. McKenna Turner has 5. 3 for Abby Maddox, and Sydney Binder added 2 for Auburn's total of 16 first half points. From the free throw line, Auburn made 80%, 8 out of 10 at the free throw line for Auburn. Score by quarters, it was 18-10 after one quarter, and now 29-16 at the half. Another scoring update from the games being heard over on KTNC at the end of the third quarter. HTRS leading Sterling 48-45. John Nixon's got that going on right now over on KTNC, a tight one. Other finals from tonight, it was Fall City Sacred Heart over Pawnee City 56-20. You heard the game here earlier tonight when Flatview defeated Fall City 54-30. And as we told you, the Johnson Brock Eagles had to fight for their life there. They were taking on Lincoln Lutheran. Johnson Brock 17-2 on the year, Lincoln Lutheran 3-16. And Johnson Brock had to survive with an overtime scare. They won it 42-40. They will advance to play the winner of that Diller-Odell-Dorchester game that's going on right now down at Johnson. All right, we're going to step aside for a couple of minutes. Some important sponsor information, a local weather forecast update. 2 more minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Home First Pharmacy at 645 G Street in Pawnee City will be moving soon to 540 G Street. They are proudly offering the same services, including MedSync and vaccination. Don't worry, Health First Pharmacy still has you covered during this transition to their new location. And they are super excited to launch a new free children's vitamin program at their new location's grand opening. Health First Pharmacy in Pawnee City. Keep pharmacy local.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
At Nemaha County Hospital, we're here to remind you that prevention is powerful. February is a month that goes beyond chocolates and roses. It's National Cancer Prevention Month, dedicated to raising awareness about the importance of early detection, healthy living, and the fight against cancer. Never underestimate the power of prevention and early detection. We encourage you to schedule annual medical checkups and embrace an active lifestyle, including making healthy food and drink choices. Stay proactive, and remember, there is always hope.
Frontier Bank has a promotional CD rate offering 5.25% APY on a 7-month CD or 5.10 APY on a 13-month CD. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required. Frontier Bank has a variety of savings options and would love to visit with you to find the best option for you. You can also visit frontier.bank for additional information. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Come for the rate and stay for the security. Member FDIC.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows dip down to about 29 tonight under clear skies, east winds at around 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 60. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 32. High temperatures reach up to 46. Thursday, under sunny skies, 38. Friday, slight chance for mixed precipitation, change to all snow. A dusting of snow Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908. Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Nemaha County Hospital extends a heartfelt salute to our incredible FFA chapters. We recognize that your hard work and dedication helps fulfill the mission of the Blue Jackets. You certainly inspire us all. As your proud community healthcare partner, thank you for cultivating leadership, growth, and service in our communities.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome you back to Springfield Flatview High School, where it's halftime. The Syracuse Rockets leading the Lady Bulldogs 29-16, a 13-point Syracuse advantage. Well, there are six seniors on this Auburn varsity roster not wanting this to be their final half of high school basketball. Sydney Binder, McKenna Turner, Ava Gertis, Addie Maddox, Mackenzie Stanley, Zoe Baltensberger. Those are the six seniors out here on the floor for Grant Cole. They trail by 13, 16 minutes to play here in regulation. Repeating, if you didn't hear, the thriller down at Johnson-Brock tonight, the Johnson-Brock girls had to survive and get past Lincoln Lutheran 42-40 in overtime. Other scores, Flatview over Fall City tonight here 54-30. Down in Fall City, the Sacred Heart Irish defeated Pawnee City 56-20. And after three quarters, it's 48-43, HTRS leading Sterling. So John Nixon's got that one right now on KTNC. Sounds like it's going right down to the buzzer also. We'll try and get a final score on that game for you before we go off the air tonight here at Flatview. We will be announcing our plans later tonight here. Johnson-Brock girls getting the win. Most likely I will be in Johnson Thursday night. I believe that's a 6 o'clock or 6:30 ball game. I believe that's scheduled at Johnson. We'll update you on that here in just a little bit. We move back to live action now into the third quarter. Rockets will have the first possession of the basketball. Jaden Meyer on the right side. Across court pass to Bramier. Bramier feeds Haley Kirchhoff at the free throw line. She kicks to the right corner. At the free throw line, thinking about it, Caden Sisko with the ball. Left wing, Meyer. Jaden Meyer can't get a look. Comes to Bramier. Bramier, free throw line. Oh, nice job blocking the shot there. Getting the block shot was Zoe Baltensberger. And down court with the ball comes Sydney Binder. Binder kicks it over to the right side. Addison Darnell gives to McKenna Turner. This is Turner with the ball in the paint. To the left wing, Addie Maddox. Maddox back to the top of the key. Rockets in a man-to-man defense here. Bulldogs running a little weave at the top of the key. A cross-court pass comes to the near side to McKenna Turner from Binder. Bounce pass in the paint. Right wing, Maddox. Left side, Turner. 10-foot jumper, Turner short off the rim. And the rebound comes down to Kirchhoff. Haley Kirchhoff, the 6-foot senior, comes up with the rebound. The This is Eva Bremier with the ball out to the left side. A long three is up and off short by Sisko. Rebound pulled down by Baltensberger. Outlet pass, Binder. Binder to the down court pass right side. Addison Darnell goes inside to Baltensberger. Up top, Binder. Binder, spin move in the paint. Driving left-handed lay-in up. Oh, wouldn't go for it. Sydney Binder had a nice move in the lane, just couldn't get the ball to follow and drop in. Down court quickly come the Rockets with the ball to set things up. Bridget Donovan driving layup. It won't go, and there with the rebound for the Bulldogs. Down court quickly with it. Addison Darnell. Darnell on the right side of the lane. Across court pass. Addie Maddox. Maddox feeds it inside the paint. Baltensberger driving lay-in up and good. Zoe Baltensberger with the first 2 points of the second quarter. And the lead is down to 11. Auburn needs another stop here. Fighting their way back into this thing. Meyer feeds it off underneath for a driving layup. Up and good. Caden Sisko got the bucket. Timeout taken on the floor by Syracuse. 5:41 to go third quarter. 31-18. Auburn trails. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the field for over 75 years.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
5 minutes, 41 seconds to play here in the third quarter, just into the second half, 31-18. The lead remains 13 as it was at halftime for the Syracuse Rockets. A little one-man pressure again by Jaden Meyer. Jaden has pestered Binder every trip up the floor tonight. Meyer is there with her every step of the way. Binder easily maneuvers the ball into forecourt to Addie Maddox. Into the corner right side it goes. Down to McKenna Turner. Back to Maddox. Maddox feeds to the left wing. Addison Darnell again finds Turner with the pass. Turner in the paint. Picks it up to the top of the key again to Addie Maddox. Open look in the corner. Darnell didn't want to take it. Instead passes to McKenna Turner. Now Baltensberger goes for the driving layup. Partially blocked. Whistle and a foul, I think, is going to be called on Kirchhoff. Probably a shooting foul. No, they're just going to play it in on the baseline, apparently. The foul is on Kirchhoff. I have that as her third personal foul. First team foul of the quarter. Auburn's basketball under their own basket. They lob it into Baltensberger. To the left side it comes. Darnell across court. Here's a long three off the back of the rim. Baltensberger trying to chase after it. Saves it from going out of bounds. Got it in to Addie Maddox. Maddox takes it, lays it off the glass, and got it down. The lead is back down to 11 once again. Auburn's not going away. They just keep battling back into this thing. They've fallen behind by as much as 13 a couple of times. Got it back down to 9 for a little bit. Here's a shot from the right side up and off. No good. Maddox looked like she had the rebound, then had it taken away from her by Vestal. They end up on the floor. The basketball comes out to the top of the key. Working to the corner with it, that's Jaden Meyer. Meyer being chased by Binder. Oh, pass underneath. Stolen away with the steal, Addie Maddox. Maddox down court. Feeds it to the right side. Baltensberger driving layup. Oh, missed the layup. That could have made it single digits had that one gone. Boy, some of these shots just won't fall for Auburn. The 90%ers, I call those, that 9 out of 10 times are going to make it. That one just would not go down. In traffic, ball tipped away and again is stolen by Addie Maddox. Another chance to get the lead down to single digits here. Inside Baltensberger, turnaround shot up and good. Zoe Baltensberger in double figures now has 10 points, and the lead is down to 9. 31-22. Bulldogs in a man-to-man defense. Trying to feed it underneath for a driving layup that doesn't go, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Foul is going to be called on Addison Darnell. Darnell's going to pick up her second personal, first team foul of the half. At the free throw line, shooting two shots, Caden Sisko. She's one out of one from the line tonight, has 7 points in the ballgame. You're shooting two, the first one is up and good. Makes it a double-digit lead once again at 32-22. Syracuse up by 10. A lot of time left in this one. 3:29 to play in the third quarter. Sisko's second free throw is up and good also. She hit them both. She now has 9 points for the Rockets. 33-22. Syracuse by 11. Right side with the ball, McKenna Turner. Gives it up top. This is Binder with the ball. Sydney Binder, spin move in the paint. Binder turns around, shot is up. That one partially blocked. She'll be fouled, and we'll put Sydney Binder at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. Foul is going to be called on Jaden Meyer. On Meyer, her first personal, second team foul of the quarter. At the line, Sydney Binder. Free throw is up and off the rim. It rolled around, wouldn't drop. Binder has 2 points so far tonight. That was her first try from the free throw line. Haley Kirchhoff back onto the floor now for the Rockets. As the senior, Sydney Binder gets set for her second free throw. Bends the knees, launches the shot. It's up just short off the front of the rim. Couldn't get it to fall, and the lead remains 11 for the Rockets. Auburn again turned away after that trip down the floor and come back without any points on the board. Bridget Donovan feeds inside. Ball is loose on the floor now. Everybody going after it. I think Auburn touched it last. It's going to be Rockets basketball. They'll play it in under their own bucket. Inbounding the pass. Bremier, 5'4 senior, to lob it in. Puts it down deep in the corner left side to Jaden Meyer. Oh, Meyer with a nice feed. Shot is up, doesn't go by Bridget Donovan, but a whistle and a foul, and Donovan's going to be at the line where she will be shooting two shots. Zoe Baltzberger picks up her first personal, second team foul of the quarter. First free throw is up and good for Bridget Donovan. She's got 7 points now. She's 3-for-3 from the free throw line tonight for the Rockets. 2:54 to go here in the third quarter. Bridget Donovan ready for her second shot. It's up and off, no good. And the rebound comes down to the Bulldogs. With the basketball is Addie Maddox. Maddox works one-on-one against Caden Sisko. Feeds it into the corner left side. Now up to the top of the key. They give it up to McKenna Turner. Turner reverses herself. She'll be called for traveling. And another unfortunate turnover there for the Lady Bulldogs. 2:38 to go, third quarter, 34-22. This game is not out of reach. Auburn's still within 12 here. They just need to get the ball to fall. There's a long two from the left side, up and good. Dropping that one was Jaden Meyer. Meyer has 9 points now with 2:20 to go in the third quarter. Right wing, McKenna Turner in the paint. Turner flips it to the corner left side. Addie Maddox for three. Doesn't go. A battle for the rebound. The ball is loose on the floor. Finally, a whistle and a held ball is going to be called. Possession arrow favors the Bulldogs. Auburn will have the basketball. 2:09 to go. Third quarter, 36-22. The lead is out to 14 now. Rockets have been pretty much in command after they held an 18-10 lead after the first quarter. Maddox goes inside to Baltzberger. Ball stripped away. Nice job by Kirchhoff to knock it away. Fast break. Sisko in the paint. Sisko layup. Couldn't get it, but she's fouled. And Caden Sisko will be at the line. If you're an Auburn fan, you don't. That's not who you want shooting. Caden Sisko's she's 3-for-3 from the line so far tonight. Has 9 points in the ballgame. See who that foul was placed on here. Foul is going to be on Addie Maddox, her second personal, team foul number 3. So, at the free throw line, it's going to be Caden Sisko. 3-for-3 from the line so far tonight. Shot is up and off, no good. Dribbling inside goes Sisko. She'll be fouled again, and the basket's going to count. Nice job by Caden Sisko. She got in there, drew the foul, got it to fall. The foul was on Addie. wait a minute. Let's see who they're going to put this one on. At the free throw line, Caden Sisko. Free throw is on the way up. It's short off the front of the rim, but the rebound comes down to the Rockets, and they maintain possession of the basketball. There's a long three from the corner, up and good. Hitting the three from the left side, dropping that one down is Jaden Meyer. Meyer's got 12 points now for the Rockets. There's a steal. Ball is loose. Whistle. What happened down here? Going to wait and see what they're going to tell us. Foul is going to be called on Sydney Binder. On Binder, that is her first personal. And team foul number 5 of the quarter. Going to send to the free throw line, Jaden Meyer. Jaden has made 2 out of 3 from the line. She's got 12 points in the ballgame. Meyer here shooting 2 shots for the Lady Rockets. The first one is up. It is off. No good. Another attempt coming back into the ballgame for the Rockets. Ashlyn Vestal checks in. She will replace Eva Bramier. At the line, Jaden Meyer, ready for her second attempt. Launches the shot. It's up. It's off also. Will not go. Rebound brought down by the Lady Bulldogs. Binder behind the back dribble. Being chased by Jaden Meyer. Gets it across the timeline. Binder does a good job of not getting herself trapped over there in the corner. Here's an across-court pass in the paint. Top of the key. Maddox for 3. Nope. Won't go. Chasing down the rebound on the far side. Ashlyn Vestal, who just got into the ballgame. Held ball is called. Possession arrow favors the Rockets. 1:10 to go in the third quarter here in Flatview. 42-22. Rockets kind of taking charge of this thing. This is their biggest lead of the ballgame now, up by 20. Neither of our games tonight very close. Earlier tonight, Fall City lost by a bunch to Flatview. There's a long 2 from the near side, up and good by Bridget Donovan. She now has 9 points in the ballgame. 44-22, the score, 22-point lead. Rockets have doubled up the point total now on the Lady Bulldogs. 44 seconds to go here in the third quarter. To the near side, open look, didn't take it. Now a try for the move into the paint, a whistle, and a foul is going to be called. The foul is going to be Bridget Donovan, her second personal, 13 foul. Into the game for Syracuse, Eva Bramier checks back in, replacing Bridget Donovan. Auburn's basketball, baseline left side to inbound it. Addie Maddox to toss it in. Tosses it up top, having to chase the ball down is McKenna Turner out near midcourt. A lot of contact as Turner tries to move inside with it. Turn to the hoop, shot is up and good. Nice move to the basket by McKenzie Stanley, the senior. Stanley with her first 2 points of the ball game for the senior, and now she'll be at the line for the and one. That foul was on Donovan. Leave that one on Kathleen Donovan called for that one. Free throw is up and off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, Maddox puts it up. She can't get it, and the rebound comes down to the Rockets. 20 seconds to go here in the quarter. Syracuse probably will play for one, up by 20. There's a shot from the free throw line off the back rim, no. Quite a battle for this rebound. Underneath all of that was Sydney Binder down under the defenders. Guess who came out of there with a basketball and all of that. Held ball is called. Possession arrow favors the Bulldogs. Up by 20, a little pressure being applied now by the Rockets. On the dribble, down court comes Binder. She works one-on-one against Jaden Meyer. Binder gives it up to Maddox. Maddox, shot at the buzzer. Off, no. After 3 quarters, our score, Syracuse 44, Auburn 24. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Pretty tall mountain to climb here for the Lady Bulldogs, down by 20, 44-24 here in the Class C1 subdistricts at Platteview. The winner of this one will face Platteview, 6:30, I believe that game scheduled for Thursday. Here on Sunny 101.3, I will be at Johnson Brock this coming Thursday night for a 6:30 tip-off. The Johnson Brock Eagles, not sure who their opponent will be yet. We'll have to wait until we get a final result here. The Johnson Brock girls will be facing either Dillard-Odell or Dorchester. Looking at the seedings, most likely Dorchester, but you have to play the games. That'll be a 6:30 tip-off Thursday night here on Sunny 101.3. Live from Johnson, I'll have the call for you on that one. Now we move into the fourth quarter here, 44-24. There's a miscue, and a pass gets away from the Bulldogs. It's a turnover. It'll give the ball back to Syracuse. Hope you enjoy the broadcast tonight here at Platteview High School. Randy Gatula is my name. Tom Cates, our engineer, back at the Sunny Studios, working with us tonight. Always a pleasure to work with Mr. Cates. 7.5 minutes to play in regulation in this one. It's a 20-point ball game. The Rockets down court with the basketball on the left side baseline. In traffic, here's a fall-away jump shot up and off. No good. Partially blocked. Rebound taken away by McKenna Turner. Outlet pass to Addy Maddox, and Maddox will bring the ball up the court. Maddox on the right wing. Kicks it to the corner to Addison Darnell. Up to Addy Maddox, top of the key. Maddox has a pass deflected away. She was trying to get it to McKenna Turner in the left corner. Knocking the ball out of bounds was Eva Bramier. Auburn will get the ball back. They'll play it in the corner to Addy Maddox. Lob pass underneath. Trying to get it under there to Zoe Baltenberger. The pass too tall, it goes out of bounds. Baltenberger couldn't get to it. And it'll turn it over and give it back to Syracuse once again. You're just checking in, 44-24, Auburn down by 20. We're in the fourth quarter with 6:56 left to play in this one. During our postgame tonight, we'll give you a complete rundown of all the scores that we have from these girls' sub-districts here around southeast Nebraska tonight. We'll update you with everything that we've been passed along to us here during the broadcast. Rockets very patiently just working the basketball offensively in forecourt. Around the outside perimeter, Donovan holds the ball. Donovan gives it into the corner on the left side. There's a spin move in the paint. A nice feed to Cisco. She tries to go up with a shot. Cisco will be at the line. Caden, 5'10 senior, will be shooting two shots here for the Rockets. Foul is going to be called on Addison Darnell. That is her third personal foul. So, but at the free throw line now for Syracuse, we have Caden Cisco. Cisco looks to the basket. Free throw is up and off. No good. Couldn't get it to fall. She's now made 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. The ball goes out of bounds, and it will belong again to Auburn. 45-24, your score. On the dribble with the basketball. Right side between the rings, top of the key. They come up to Addy Maddox. Maddox picks up her dribble, now needs help. Gets it across court. Over to McKenna Turner. Turner reverses her dribble to the top of the circle again to Maddox. Maddox tries to go against Cisco. Driving layup, up and off, no good. Rockets there with the rebound. Holding down the board is Jaden Meyer. Meyer's outlet pass up court to Bridget Donovan. She's going to take it all the way in for a little underhanded scoop layup that won't go. And the rebound cleared away by Zoe Baltensberger. Baltenberger gets it out to Sydney Binder. And finally, Meyer gets the steal. She's been battling Binder all night and finally got the steal, the driving lay-in up and good. Jaden Meyer has been hounding Sydney Binder all night long on that trip up the floor. Got the steal and the lay-in, and it's 47-24. Ball is loose again on the floor. Turner goes after. Now we're going to have a push foul on the baseline. And the foul is going to go on the Lady Bulldogs. McKenna Turner is going to get called for the foul. On Turner, her second team foul of the quarter. And now the Rockets with a 23-point lead and 5:15 left to run off the clock so they can move to the sub-district final. There's a nice steal in the lane by Addison Darnell. Darnell, a sophomore, pushes the ball down court to Addie Maddox. A long two for Maddox. It won't go. Struggle for the rebound. And the Rockets, they pretty much controlled the boards all night here on the rebounding end of things. Jaden Meyer brings it up court. Driving lay-in. Nope, can't get there. The ball goes to the floor. Everybody dives after it. And we'll see what they say here. The official going to say a held ball. Possession arrow favors Auburn. Bulldogs will have the basketball. 47-24. 4:42 to go in the basketball game. Down court comes Sydney Binder. Sydney Binder to the left side. Addie Maddox driving for the layup. Can't get it. She'll be fouled. This foul is going to go on Caden Sisko. On Sisko, her second personal. First team foul of the quarter. At the free throw line, Addie Maddox. She's one out of two from the line tonight. Has 5 points in the basketball game. Here shooting two shots for the Lady Bulldogs. First one is up and just short off the front of the rim. Well, after making 8 out of 10 free throws in the first half, Auburn's girls are 0 for 5 here in the second half from the free throw line. They've cooled off. Second shot coming up for Addie Maddox. It's on the way up, and she got that one. I should have mentioned that sooner. That's all it took to get Addie to drop one in. 47-25. The lead is 22 for Syracuse. 4:25 to go in the ballgame. Here come the Rockets. Jaden Meyer beats it up top. Bestel back in the lineup now. And it comes to Kirchhoff. Haley Kirchhoff, the 6-foot senior, handles the ball at the top of the key. The old pick and roll. Ball knocked away. Kirchhoff comes up with it, hands it back to her teammate. Now to the right side of the lane on the dribble goes Bridget Donovan. Donovan got away from a defender for a minute. Kicks it back to Bestel. Over to the left wing. Ramier with the ball. Across court to the near side. That's Jaden Meyer. Meyer gets a pick set there by Kirchhoff. Instead, clears the ball out to the left wing. Trying to go to the left baseline. Kirchhoff holds the ball between the rings, top of the key. Right side pass, Bremier. Inside Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff wants to go to the hoop. Goes up with a shot, but she'll be fouled. The basket did not fall for her, but she'll be at the line. And the Baltusberger will be called for the personal foul. At the free throw line, Haley Kirchhoff. She has 2 points tonight on one field goal for the senior. This shot is up and good. She hit it. Another shot coming for Haley Kirchhoff. Clock down to 3:32 to go. Be sure and stay tuned for our postgame show. Not only will we give you a rundown of all the numbers from this game, but we'll also update you. Second shot is up and good also. Update you on the final scores that we have from around Southeast Nebraska tonight with all the girls' sub-districts in full swing here. Auburn now down by 24, 49-25. Bulldogs trying to get some offense in the corner. Here comes Binder with a floater off the glass, and she got it. Knocked to the floor. Went hard. No whistle, I don't believe. I don't think there was a foul called, and she was hit on the baseline. The basket dropped. And now we got a timeout here taken with 3:13 to go in the ballgame. 49-27, your score. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Auburn Lady Bulldogs basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class.
take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Once again, we'd welcome you back inside the gym here at Springfield Flatview High School. 49-27 our score, a 22-point lead right now for the Syracuse Rockets. Still waiting for an update. Well, let's see. We do have Sterling winning 62-57 over HTRS. We do not have anything on the second game being played tonight at Johnson-Brock yet. Hoping to get an update on that before we go off the air here. Again, there'll be a post-game show coming up, so stay with us for that as soon as we wrap this game up. 3 minutes, 11 seconds to go here in the basketball game. It's 49-27. Syracuse on a fast break, going in for the driving layup. Blocked nicely. A good job defensively by Addie Maddox. Got a whole handful of basketball, blocked the shot, and blocked the ball back off of the Syracuse girl that went out of bounds. Bulldogs get the basketball. Inbound the pass to Sydney Binder. Binder, the senior, bringing the ball up court for what may be one of the last times in her high school career. Always a bittersweet thing for these kids playing in their final high school ball game. They're fun to watch all through junior high and then the high school years. And before you know it, the snap of a finger and they're a senior. And that's what's happening here. Here's a shot on the baseline up and good by Zoe Baldsberger. Zoe has 12 points now in the ball game. 2.5 minutes to go in the basketball season for the Lady Bulldogs. Down court, into forecourt with the ball. Donovan. Donovan kicks it out to the left side to Meyer. Meyer with a long three. She got it. Big three-pointer from the left side by Jaden Meyer. She just keeps putting them in. I think that's 15 points now. I got them added up right here. Maybe 17 even. Well, yeah, that's 17 for Meyer. 2:05 to go. Left wing with the ball. Bree Wayhinkle across court to the corner on the right side. Back to the top of the key, Addie Maddox. Inside the paint, moving to the hoop. No place there for Baldsberger. Ball tipped away and stolen. Fast break going the other way for the driving lay-in off the glass. Missed it. Rebound, follow shot. Put back, up and good. Caden Sisko. Sisko got the put back. She's got 13 points now. Or check that, she's got... I'll have to confirm that. 15 now, I believe she has. We'll add them up here in a minute. On the baseline left side, working with the ball to the top of the key. They come up to Zoe Baldsberger for three. It's off the glass. Ball goes out of bounds and belongs to Syracuse. A minute 20 to go here. 54-29 your score. Syracuse with the lead. A lot of players coming in off the bench. There's Ava Gertis, a senior. Ava Gertis seeing the floor here tonight as a senior getting into the ball game. Now Coach Grant Cole kind of clearing the bench here. Avery Snodgrass into the contest. Heidi Gertis, a freshman, getting into the ball game. Some of the seniors getting a round of applause as they leave the floor for the final time here. Coming to the bench, Addison Darnell is a sophomore. All right, defense out there by Heidi Gertis now. Gertis chasing after Jaden Meyer. Meyer to the near side. Farley with a shot from the right wing that's up and off, no good. Rebound loose on the floor. Everybody after, we're going to get a jump ball called. Down there on the floor, battling after with Avery Snodgrass, the freshman. Now into the ballgame for Syracuse comes Kata Kreifels, making her first appearance. Ashlyn Farley is on the floor for the Rockets. Farley will inbound it on the baseline to Kreifels from the left side. A three up and off, no good. Struggle for the rebound. Coming out with it. Bree Wayhinkle. Wayhinkle gets the ball down court. Avery Snodgrass in the corner right side. Snodgrass, left-handed dribble at the free throw line. Hands the ball up to Heidi Gertis. Out of the top of the key, Alice Swanson with the ball. In the corner right side, 40 seconds to go. The reserve's a little hesitant to pull the trigger and shoot. Here's a shot in the paint that's up and off, no good. That shot was put up by Avery Snodgrass. Now a whistle and a foul is going to be called. And at the line for Auburn, will be Bree Wehinkle. Chance for the freshman to get in the scorebook here. Auburn has scored only 5 points in this quarter. Wehinkle's free throw is up, and it is good. She got it. Bree Wehinkle, the freshman, in the scorebook. Now in for the Rockets. Couple more subs getting in here. Abby Geezer in the lineup. Geezer, 5'10", sophomore, onto the floor. Second shot is, this one is off for Wehinkle. But a battle for the rebound. Rockets come up with it. Sydney Schubart with that rebound. In backcourt, on the dribble, is Farley across the timeline. Farley kicks it to the right corner. No chance in there from the left side baseline. Jump shot up and good. Aislinn Farley, that is, got that one down from the corner. 12 seconds to play, 56-30. Again, stay tuned for the postgame show. Don't go away. I want you to be here when we wrap this up and put a bow on it here. Inside the paint, the ball is stolen away. With the steal is Abby Geezer, and there's the buzzer. 56-30 is your final score. Syracuse with the big win tonight over the Auburn Lady Bulldogs. Right now, we'll step aside for a two-minute timeout. Be back with a post-game scoring recap as presented by Highland Community College coming up after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Marcus with Heller Martial Arts. In addition to our taekwondo, kickboxing, and Krav Maga courses, we also offer self-defense seminars for your business or group. Seminars can be tailored to your needs, and we can do them on location. You can also have your next birthday party at our location. Let us host and entertain with games, activities, and board breaks. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
Since the day Frontier Bank first opened its doors for business in 1880, we've served the credit and investment needs of this area. The money that's deposited with us is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, farms, and small businesses, where it can help create new opportunities for everyone in our community. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender in Falls City.
Farmland City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farmland City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farmland City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska. The fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website Althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome to our post-game show being presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Stop by and see Jake or Touch Arm Connect at Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it. Well, let's take a look at the numbers from this one. The final 56-30, Syracuse with the win. Individual scoring for the Rockets. They had two girls in double figures. Jaden Meyer finished tonight with 17 points. Kate and Cisco had 15. Adding 7 in the ballgame was Eva Bramier. 9 for Bridget Donovan. 4 points tonight for Haley Kirchhoff. Adding 2 was Asian Farley and 2 also for Kathleen Donovan for Syracuse's total of 56 points. From the free throw line, Syracuse hit 10 out of 16 from the charity stripe for the game. Individual numbers for the Lady Bulldogs, just one player in double figures. That was Zoe Baldsberger. She finished with 12 points. 6 tonight for Addie Maddox. Adding 5 was McKenna Turner. 4 points for Sydney Binder, 2 points for Mackenzie Stanley, and Bree Wehinkle had a free throw for a single point for Auburn's total of 30. Free throw shooting for Auburn, they made 10 out of 15 tonight at the line. Score by quarters, it was 18-18. 16-10 after one period. Syracuse on top. Rockets led at halftime 29-16. They were up by 20 after three quarters, 44-24, before going on to the 26-point win, 56-30. That is your final score tonight, Syracuse with the win. Now, as we look at the brackets, with that win for the Syracuse Rockets, that means they will face Platteview. That game will be played here at Platteview at 6:30 on Thursday night for the sub-district final in C1. In the D2 district, sub-district being played at the Rowe Activity Center, the scores there, Sacred Heart with the win over Pawnee City, 56-20. Sterling with a thriller, they won 62-57 in a tight one over HTRS. That means the Sacred Heart will face Sterling Thursday night, 7 o'clock ball game. You'll hear that one over on KTNC. In the Class D1 sub-district being played at Johnson-Brock, Johnson-Brock's girls, they survived a scare. They were the number one seed at 17-2 on the year, going against Lincoln Lutheran, who was 3-16. And Johnson-Brock's girls had to hold on and get the win in overtime. The final was Johnson-Brock 42, Lincoln Lutheran 40. That means Johnson-Brock will face either Diller Odell or Dorchester. That'll be a 6:30 tip-off at Johnson this coming Thursday night, and I'll have that game for you live right here on Sunny 101.3. Johnson Brock and either Dorchester or Diller Odell, and you'll hear it live. Pre-game show around 6:20, 6:30 will be the tip-off. That'll be live from Johnson. Well, that's about going to wrap her up for tonight's coverage of high school basketball from here at Springfield Platteview, where Tom Cates, our producer engineer. I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score in this one. It was Syracuse 56 and Auburn 30. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Life moves fast, and so does F&M Bank. Have you downloaded our convenient mobile banking app? With our app, F&M Bank is now in your pocket with 24/7 access anytime, anywhere. Check balances, transfer funds, and even pay bills with just a tap. F&M Bank's mobile app transforms banking into a seamless experience. Download the F&M Bank app today and take charge of your finances while experiencing banking at your fingertips. Because your time is precious, and so is your money. F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jen has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jen's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows dip down to about 29 tonight under clear skies, east winds at around 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 60. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 32. High temperatures reach up to 46 Thursday under sunny skies, 38 Friday. Slight chance for mixed precipitation, changes to all snow. But dusty snow Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold, in equal housing opportunity.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Beal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gaber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Boer, clinic manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.